Frog Eyes slammed his spear butt into its body, toppling it backward, tail over crest. He laughed callously.
See, I told you, didn't I? I catched a real live eagle all by myself.
Grofgut drew his sword, which was in reality a broken side blade with a rope handle. Approaching the big bird, he stood on one of its half-spread wings, pinning the other with his blade as he inspected it. Had the bird not been injured or fatigued, any rat would have rushed for cover at the sight of it. Grofgut saw clearly that it was unable to resist. The bird's savage golden eyes were clouded and flickering shut, a stream of dried blood apparently having sealed its lethally hooked beak. The magnificent dark brown and white plumage stuck out willy-nilly after being battered for leagues across storm-bound seas. Grofgut gave the gang his verdict.
Aye, it's a eagle, sure enough.
No beast took the trouble to argue, though Hangpaw, a thin rat with a withered limb, ventured to inquire.
What are we supposed to do with eagles?
Three-Tooth, who lacked all but three fangs, cackled.
You eat them, I think.
His companion Rashback, so named because of an unsightly mange, scratched vigorously at his scraggy tail.
I didn't know you could eat eagles.
Grofgut eyed him contemptuously.
You can eat any beast once it's dead, turnip head.
Frog-Eye became huffy at not being consulted.
Oi, this is my eagle. I captured it. Suppose I doesn't want to eat it, eh?
Grofgut pointed at Frog-Eye with his sword.
Turn around, will you, mate?
Frog-Eye turned obediently, and Grofgut dealt him an enormous kick to the bottom, which knocked him flat. The breath whooshed out of Frog-Eye as Grofgut stamped a footpaw down on his back, sneering.
I'm the chief around here. Who asked you, Mallet Nose? Plug, get your rope around this eagle's claws. Lash him tight.
Plugtail flung his rope around the big bird's legs and noosed them securely. The bird could only flap its wings feebly in protest. Grofgut issued his orders to the gang.
We'll eat the eagle later. Let's have a bit of fun with it first. Don't every day you get a eagle to play with. Tow it back to camp, mates.
The wood-gathering expedition had been a success. Tyria and her three friends had worked diligently, filling the cart with a selection of long branches and straight, thick limbs. It was mainly good yew staves, some pieces of ash, and a selection of lesser but useful bits of willow and birch. The four companions were following the course of a stream, which they knew flowed close to the south path at one point.